محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and Ramadan Kareem. We're going to continue with our journaling of the Quran, and today we're going to look at Juz 8. So just to recap, as usual, we're going to look at the 114 surah in 30 ajza. The Quran was revealed in surah 114 surah, or 6236 ayat. That's how it was revealed, and the Prophet put it together into chapters or surah. It is only 30 ajza because to make it convenient to finish the recitation in a month. It's also divided into 7 manazil so that you may be able to finish reciting it in a week. If you were to memorize 3 ayat a day, inshallah, in 6 years, you should be able to memorize the whole Quran. The focus today will be Juz 8, and that's ayah 111 of Suratul An'am to ayah 87 of Suratul A'raf. When we're journaling the Quran, it's really to personalize it so that whenever you open it, you're able to connect to it wherever you are. And I would suggest when you go to Majalis, and inshallah things will open up, but if you're listening to them online, almost everybody starts off with the ayah of Quran. So if you take that ayah of Quran, note it down, and then highlight it in your Quran, and with a post-it, maybe write down the essence of what was said. You will build up a library of different ayat and different aspects of that particular verse. Before you start, obviously wudu, to recite in Arabic, to say a'udhu billahi minash shaitani la'ini rajim, which is seeking protection from shaitan, to say bismillahir rahmanir rahim, to enter in his name, to say la ilaha illallah, and to recite the dua of the Prophet, which is walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani, make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, let me fall in love with this book. The author has written this, or has sent this down, revealed it through love. It is a book of love, and the reader, you and I, are here to seek out that love. I'm going to look at Juz 8, as I said, and we've got the little bookshelf from that, or the little shelf from that massive bookshelf. And we're looking at two surahs, Suratul An'am and Suratul A'raf. We've put two knickknacks in here. And as you can see, they're both from Suratul An'am, ayah 162 and ayah 155, and we'll look at them both, inshallah. But the first thing we're going to look at is the building, which is Suratul An'am. We've already talked about it. In essence, this is practicalities of Tawheed. And the reason why it was An'am, we saw, was because that the Moccans had dedicated food to deities, or they had also made their own innovations, or they said this particular cow or this particular part of the cattle is haram to men, or haram to women, and so on and so forth. So they put their own rules in. We're going to start off with ayah 118 to 121, and I'll show it in my Quran to you up here. So you've got 118 down to 121. You need to look at all these here. But first, let's just go to the ayat and have a look at what they say. So ayah 118 starts with فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ. It's an order. It says, eat that on which Allah's name has been mentioned. إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You've got your Qurans in front of you. If you are believers in his communications. Now, this was in essence the start of a cultural war. You can imagine, they ate together. They ate meat together. But the meat that was slaughtered in the name of deities. Now they're told, you will not. So there's a separation in eating. They're not going to eat the meat on which was used, or which was slaughtered in the name of other deities. So you can imagine the war that might have started. Then it goes on to ayah 119, where Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ. What reason have you got that you should not eat of that on which Allah's name has been mentioned? And then ayah 121, and you can see it in your Qurans, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا. And now it is saying, first it said, eat that on which Allah's name is mentioned. Now it says, don't eat مِمَّا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اسْمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Don't eat that on which Allah's name has not been mentioned. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْكُ. Very, very clearly he said, this is fisk. Fisk in essence is, how can I say it? Fisk is like, he says, this is transgression for you. You're actually going over and above what we're trying to tell you. You're crossing the lines. And then in between all these ayat, he puts in an ayat of sin. So 118, 119, 121 about meat, about that food, that meat on which Allah's name is not taken. And then suddenly in between, وَذَرُوا ذَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْبَاطِنَ, abandon open and secret sin. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ سَيُزَّوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ, those who are in sin will be recompensed for what they earn. So what is it trying to tell us? Well, let's go back to my Quran and you will see. I've got the ayat here. Fisk, you can put it down as corruption if you want. And then in between the sin, which tells me that there is a spiritual connection with what we put inside us, what we eat. Food is our life source. The intention of the cook, the intention of where that food came from is very, very important. Normally you find when we go to restaurants or we go somewhere to eat, people say, oh, are you enjoying your food? Bon appetit, they will tell you. In our culture, in Islamic culture, we say we're serving this food bisahat wal afia. You want it for health and healing. You need the energy of that food for good deeds. There is a massive power of intention in that food. It impacts every area of our life. That's why we're told, only eat the food of those who are spiritually on the same level as you. All right, it's okay to eat once in a while outside. I guess it is, but it does make a difference. Because in between, he said, that's where sin comes from. What you put inside you will make a major difference in what will come out. So really important, and I've put a little post-it note here, as you can see, where I have written exactly what I told you, that food is your life source, the intention will impact every area of life. I remember my mama would not let us go in the kitchen if we were in a bad mood. She would say, I would rather have bread and butter than you cooking in the mood you're in. And that made a lot of sense. All right, so the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 125. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ, whoever Allah intends to guide. In other words, anyone who wishes for guidance, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, Allah will open up their chest for submission. Chest is that bit that surrounds your heart. He will open you up for submission. Remember what he told the Prophet, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, did we not open your chest? In other words, did we not give you this massive heart or opportunity, this massive insight to be able to absorb this religion, to be able to get close to Allah, in other words. So Allah here says, whosoever wishes for guidance, we will expand their chest for them. Then he says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُذِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا, but the one who wishes to go towards misguidance, they will feel constricted as though they're ascending. Imagine a mountain. Imagine you're going up. The oxygen levels are down. And imagine how constricted you might feel unless you have practice, unless you have done. So, you know, you've been able to practice, or you've trained yourself for mountain climbing. Now, what does this mean practically? Let me go back first so you can see how I've done it. So I've highlighted here, I've put safety and peace, because Islam in essence means safety and peace, and I put Surat al-Inshirat. So basically what he's saying, now you'll find, if you're in life, you're one of those people who, let's just take today, Ramadan, okay? So let's look at fasting. If you eat before you pray, you may find you don't feel right. You feel so much at peace if you've prayed first. Or even during the rest of the year, if it's namaz time and you haven't prayed, you feel you'll only be at peace if you've prayed. That's because he's opened your heart for Islam. But if you find that praying is constriction for you, oh God, I've got to pray, such a big thing. I remember people used to say, if I finish praying, it means a big load has been lifted off my mind. Really? Really? That's constriction. That's not him opening up. It means I wait for salah. You know, people used to go up to Bilal, the companion, and say, Bilal, give adhan. We just want this peace. We want to be opened up. So this is what this is talking about. And this is ayah 100. It's beautiful. Just amazing. So that's ayah 125 over there. Right. The next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 135. Okay. So I'm going to turn my Quran so you can see where it is. There you go. So in my Quran, this ayah 135, up there, okay? And I've put the do your best. So let's look at the ayah. It says, قل, say, Ya Qawmi, O my people, I'amalu, work hard, ala makanatikum, work hard according to where you are. Makan is where you are, to your ability. Inni amil, I am working hard as well. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. So he's saying, I will continue working as I've been instructed. You will soon find out who owns عَقِبَةُ الدَّارِ, the eventual home. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and the unjust will not be successful. So in other words, this is saying, keep on doing your best. Don't ever give up. Just go on and on and on. It's that. Till the end of your life, and then say, thank you for life, I did my best. That's where this ayah is from, and that's where I take it from. So ayah 135, do your best. The next ayah is ayah 136, and that's where the name of this surah comes from, which is An'am. So وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ مِمَّا ذَرَعَ مِنَ الْحَرْثِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ نَسِيبًا. So this ayah actually says, they made their own innovations. What I have done is only highlighted An'am, so I know this is where the ayah came from. But basically what Allah says, they set a portion for Allah, and then they said, this is for Allah. And then they set a portion for those whom they associated with Allah, their idols. And they said, you know what, this will reach Allah through our idols. And Allah says, whatever they've set aside for Allah, they've given to their associates anyway. And they're thinking with evil. So they had made their own innovations. Next ayah is 145. Now these are divine prohibited foods. So let's have a look at that. Okay. So that's on the next page. And you can see I've put prohibitions. And I've put it down here. So let's see what he says. He says, قل, say, La ajidu fima uhiya ilayya. I don't find that which has been revealed to me. Ilayya muharraman. Anything that's forbidden, except. And now he says the first thing. Ala ta'amin yat'amuhu illa an yakunu maytatan. Except that food, one, that dies of itself. Two, aw daman, or blood. Daman masfuhan, or flowing blood that is spilt. Aw lahmi khinzir, or the flesh, meat of the pig. Then he goes on. If you look at your Qurans, you will find it. Then he says, فَإِنَّهُ رِجْسٌ. It is horrible, despicable, it's awful. أَوْ فِسْكٌ, it's corruption. أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرَ اللَّهِ بِهِ. If you eat that, it's not going to be good for you. Unless you're driven to necessity, then you will find Allah Ghafoor and Rahim. So I've highlighted that. You can highlight it in orange so you know what is not allowed. And that's literally three things here. That which dies of itself, the blood that is spilled, and the flesh of the pig. And you could, if you wanted, highlight it, circle it, put a one, and then you've got that is part of one, al-dama masfuhan, that is two, and lahmi khinzir is three. And you could highlight that and put that down in your Quran as well. So let's go to the next ayah. Now the next ayah tells us the things, that which is prohibited. And look what he says here. And I'll go back to my Quran so you can see it. Okay, that's ayah 151. And you can see here the things that are divinely prohibited. And now there are eight things because it goes all the way down. Let's see what he says. He says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ. Come. أُتْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. I will tell you what your Rabb has forbidden for you. The first thing, أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. You will not associate partners with him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Number two, you will do ihsan to your parents. And I've mentioned ihsan before, I will repeat it. If I have, and I will paraphrase this, if I have £2, my neighbor has none, it is my responsibility to give my neighbor one. Ihsan is giving both to my neighbors. So with parents, it says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاكِ. You will not kill your children out of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. We give them risk and we give you risk too. Number four, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاهِشَ مَا ذَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَاطِنَ. You will not go near shamelessness, open or hidden. Even, you will just not do that. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. You will not kill a person which is not justified. ذَلِكُمْ وَسَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. This is enjoined on you so that you will understand. Next ayah. So now we go to number 6. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. You will not go near the assets of an orphan unless إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشَدُّ. Unless it is best for them, so whatever is necessary to spend for them until they reach maturity. The next one, number 7. وَأَوْفُوا الْقَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ بِالْقِسْطِ. You will fulfill measure and scale. You will do that. You will not teach. Qist covers all scales. You will do justice in everything. And then what it says, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا. When you speak, be just. وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَ. Even if they are your relations, be just. وَبِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا ذَلِكُمْ وَسَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So let's have a look. You can see I've highlighted it right down to number 7 here. So you can put the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Really, really important to do that so we know what it is. Okay. Right, next ayah, 155. Okay. So you turn the page. And this is basically an order. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكًا. This is a book. We have revealed. مُبَارَكًا, it's blessed. That means it gives you more than what you expect of it. Number 2, it brings to life that which is dormant inside you. If there's any righteousness, anything that is dormant, it brings it to life. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, he says, follow it. And remember I mentioned ittiba. There's a difference between ittiba and ita'a. Ita'a is bare minimum. Ittiba is to follow in every single thing I do. Footsteps on the sand, you're putting a step in every footstep. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that mercy will be shown to you. So you can see here, 155 here, highlighted there. I've circled Mubarak and فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so I remember. And maybe you could draw footprints there. My foot's not very good, but it's got 5 toes. And that would be ittiba. And you know, if I put ittiba there, I will never forget. Like that. Okay? Right, next one. 6160. Oh, I really like this. And you'll like it too. So he says, and it's really amazing, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. Whoever brings even one tiny deed, فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالُهَا. He will give you 10 for the likes of it. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. If you bring سَيِّئَةَ, a bad deed, سَيِّئَةَ comes from سَوْءَ, a rotting corpse. You bring something that's not nice to look at. فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. You'll be recompensed for exactly the same thing. وَهُمْ يَلْيُظْلَمُونَ. And he does not do dhulm. So you can see in my Quran, I put it down there. And I've put the good deed. It's one good deed. You could, if you wanted, you could put 10 times here. And you'll never forget that he gives 10 times. Absolutely amazing. Okay. And now this one. Oh my goodness. This is something you got to recite before every salah. If you don't remember anything out of today, remember this one. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Definitely my salah, my sacrifice, my life and my world are for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. And you know, you can't forget what you read in Ziyarat al-Ashura. Allahumma jal mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Recite it in your kunut. You know, live the life of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad and die the death of Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. It's just phenomenal. So here, before every salah, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. This is the eye of intention. My salah is for him. Any sacrifice I make in my life. Remember we did in Juz 4. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تَحِبُّونَ. You will never ever achieve righteousness, walking, talking righteousness, until you spend out in the way of Allah what you love the most. That's sacrifice. وَنُسُكِ, that's sacrifice. Whatever you sacrifice, you give out for him. Your life, your intention. Why are you living? What is life for? What is your, you know, what is your intention? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What are your relationships? Every life decision is mahyaya. Mamati, I mean, death. What will you say when Malikul Maut comes? Will you say, thank you for life? I did my best to leave the world a better place than what I found it in. That is basically what this is about. And this is how I've highlighted. You can see it. It's really big. Nusuki, Salati, Nusuki, Mahyaya, Mamati. I've put it ayah for intention. I've written a whole bunch of stuff here. You know, daily salah is your micro, your nusuk, your, it could be your, what you sacrifice on Eid al-Adha, but literally it's everything you do every day. And then your macro is your mahya and your mamati. It's literally your statement of life. I mean, what is your intention of life? Somebody looked at you, what are you? I put a little post-it there, which says, you are what your deepest desire is. As is your desire, so is your intention. It's good to think through. And you know, sometimes when you repeat something again and again and again, you become it. So to continually repeat, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, I will just do it. So that's where we are. Right, now we're going to go to Suratul A'raf. Now Suratul A'raf is basically made, if I will put it in one sentence, you've got the focuses on top of the building, which is consequences of rejecting divine guidance. You've got inmates of Jannah, Jahannam in A'raf. You've got accounts of previous nations who rejected their prophets and focus on Prophet Musa. But in essence, if in one sentence you look at A'raf, it's rejecting divine guidance. So when you reject divine guidance, we see what happens. So let's go to the first ayah that we're going to look at in Surah Al-A'raf. And that is ayah number 23. And that is something you recite when you ask for forgiveness for a sin. So this is Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa, and that's their dua. Rabbana dhalamna anfusana. Remember when they went to the tree and they ate of it, immediately they realized they'd done wrong. And they said, Rabbana dhalamna anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana. If you do not forgive us. Wa tarhamna. And you do not have mercy on us. Lanakunanna min al khasirin. We will definitely be of those who are the losers. So that's what they recited. They were given some words. And we're told in our hadith that they use the wasila of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So when we do things wrong, hopefully not too many wrongs, we start off with salawat, recite this and another salawat. Always ask for forgiveness in the name of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And you can see I've highlighted it here. Forgiveness, I put there, mercy, opportunity towards goodness, and the dua of Prophet Adam and Sayyidah Hawa. And they said, we have wronged ourselves. Let's go back. So the next ayah we're going to look at is 42, 43 and 44. And you know what? These are beautiful ayah. And these are basically ayat about Jannah. So let's see what it says. Okay, we need to know them because sometimes it's good to be able to smile. And I love these because they're about Jannah. So he says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do good. I'm going to just stick a colouring pencil so you can see how I do it. La nukallifu nafsan illa wus'aha. We don't put any weight on you. We don't put any, we impose on you anything that is beyond what you can carry. Ulaika ashabul jannah hum fiha khalidun. They are ashabul jannah hum fiha khalidun. So I didn't highlight 42, but I'll show you what I do. So all I do is I will highlight that so I know exactly what this is talking about. So it's telling me I gotta believe. It's telling me I've got to do good deeds, and it's telling me I shouldn't complain because whatever happens to me is because he sees me worthy of bearing that burden. Then ayah 43, which is here, hopefully you can see it. Let's see what he says. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. And in between, he says, there is a barrier. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ. يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Sorry, I didn't go into the ayah before. My error. Let's go back. I'm going to go into ayah 43, just so that you can see it. I haven't got it on the PowerPoint, but you've got it in your Qurans. So he says here, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. We will remove whatever ill feeling is in their hearts. Can you imagine? So Jannah is a place where there's no ill feeling. Now Jannah is a reflection of dunya. Therefore you and I, to be able to get to Jannah, need to remove this ill feeling in our hearts. Then تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Then you're able to get the rivers under which flow beneath them. And then وَقَالُوا, what do they say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. Now most of us know this. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha. Whatever situation, thank you for guiding me to this situation, or thank you for guiding me. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Now you all know this as well. Lawla an hadana Allah. And that's how I would highlight it. And what happens then? Laqad ja'at rusulana rabbana bil haqq. So he says that the messenger of Allah brought the truth. That's what they say. Rabbana bil haqq, they say, they brought it with truth. Wa nudu an tilkumul jannata urithtumuha bima kuntum ta'malun. And this is the garden which we made you heirs of. Really important to know that. Okay, so I go back. Walladina amanu, believe, amilus salihat. They do not think whatever there's put on them is a burden too heavy to bear, because Allah doesn't do that. They remove all hatred from their hearts and they say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha. God, we're so thankful you've guided us to this. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. If you did not guide us to this, then we would not have got here. So those are Ashabul Jannah. Now we're going to look at where A'raf comes from. And that was the ayah that we're going to look at, which is ayah 46. Now here he says, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. Between them there is a barrier. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ. Okay? And then there is an elevated place. A'raf comes from Urf, which is a highland. So there's a highland. رِجَالٌ. There are men there. And it says men in particular. يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They recognize everybody by their marks. Now some of us Fassirin say that there are some people who will be on A'raf to help the people on A'raf, and these will be the A'imma. But these, the people on A'raf in general, are the people who, in their balance of on Qiyamah, they'll be told your sins and your good deeds were exactly the same. You're in limbo. You're zero. You're on A'raf. You're neither Jannah nor Jahannam. Okay. So look at the ayah 46. So وَنَادَوْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. So these people will look towards the people of Jannah. Okay, here we go. You can see what I've done. I've highlighted A'raf up there. That's where the name of the surah comes from. So these people which are in limbo, they will look towards the people of Jannah. And they will say, Salamun alaykum. Salam alaykum. They will say, لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ. They will not have entered Jannah, but they would want to really go into Jannah. And then the next ayah, 47. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. They will be forced to look at the people of Jahannam, the other way. See, if you're in the middle, you don't want to look at Jahannam. They will be forced to look at them. قَالُوا. They will just raise their hand. No salam, nothing. They will say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Ya Allah, don't put us amongst these people. So that's where A'raf comes. And if you look at my Quran, I've drawn Jannah and Jahannam, and there's high place there that I've written there. And I've put limbo, concept comes from here. In neither here nor there. Let's go back. So now we're going to look at 755. Okay. There we go. So he says, "Udu'u Rabbakum." That means this is the ethics of du'a. Call upon your Rabb. Tadharruan wa khufya. Tadharruan is, it combines two concepts, khushu' and khudu', which means you are emotionally and physically invested. How do I put this? So you're totally invested in this dua. Totally. To be able to, when you do dua, your body feels what you want and your emotions feel what they want. That's how you feel. That is tadharruan. Khufya is those secret private moments. You know, ikhfa, when we say in learning Quran, is to put something, to hide something, but you know it's there. That's what ikhfa is. Just like that. So he says, when you do dua, totally invest in it, not just read dua kumail and you're looking everywhere and hoping when it'll finish. It's like really being invested into it. And then he says, innahu la yuhibbul muqtadin. He does not love those who exceed the limits. So if I go back to here, ayah 55, I put ethics of dua and I've highlighted the darwa and waqfiyah, and you could write the meaning there and you could write dua there as well. Now for the next few ones, you're just going to highlight the names of the prophets, and I'll explain this in a minute. So here we go. We come to ayah 59 and I'll show you how I've done it. Okay, So لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا. So I've highlighted no in blue. Now look what he says. Now I can sort of keep it in mind. I've highlighted it. يَا قَوْمِ عَبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ إِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. Oh my people, serve Allah. There is no God other than Him. So you just highlight no and that. We're not going to go into the stories. Then you come to Ayah 65, and that's Hud. Again, وَإِلَىٰ آدِمْ أَخَاهُ هُدْ. I've highlighted that in blue. What did he say? يَا قَوْمِ عَبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ إِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. Look at the pattern. Oh my people, serve Allah. You have no God other than Him. So we had no, we have Hud. And then we will go to 73, which is Salih. Let's see what he says. Go back to my Quran. Again, Salih. What did he say? قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ عَبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ إِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. All these prophets said the same thing. Oh my people, serve Allah. You have no God other than Him. But then there is a bit of a difference. We go to Lut. وَلُوتًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. Look what he said to his people. أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ. Why are you doing such indecent stuff? مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Nobody in the world has done such indecent things like you. That's the difference. That's what Lut said. So you can see the effect a relationship has. Because their relationships are totally out of line. So you can see I've highlighted that in sort of brown. And then we go to Shu'aib, which is Ayah 85. Let's go to him. Look what he says. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ عُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. What does he say? Same thing. يَا قَوْمِ. And I've highlighted that. But then he adds a little bit. He says someone. I thought that was quite important to include that. He said to them, فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاهُمْ. Always give full measure and weight, and don't diminish to human beings other things. So what they did was, they used to cheat people. That's what the people of Shu'aib did. And he tells them that. So down there, I have drawn Mizan like that. So that in essence brings us to the end of our journaling, Juz 8. Inshallah, we will look at Juz 9 tomorrow. Jazakumullah, and see you tomorrow. Fi amanillah kareem. ربنا تقبل منا